أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وأنهارا وسبلا لعلكم تهتدون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the ocean and how He has subjugated the ocean for our use. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the many benefits that we derive from the ocean. Allah spoke of the seafood that we consume. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the precious minerals and precious stones that we take out from the ocean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sailing of the ships on the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 15, He draws our attention to the earth once again. He says, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, and He has placed on the earth رَوَاسِيَ. رَوَاسِيَ is the plural of رَاسِيَ. رَاسِيَةٌ is a huge, extremely huge mountain. Allah says He has placed this huge, absolutely gigantic mountains on earth. Why? أَنْتَمِيدَ بِكُمْ, lest it shakes and sways with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that without these pegs and without these huge mountains that Allah had placed on earth, the earth will swing and sway with you. Tamida. Tamida is derived from the word made. Made is to be swinging from one side to the other and swerving about due to lack of balance. So without these mountains, Allah says the earth will have no balance. Imagine what would have been the situation if the earth was not balanced. So Allah says even the huge mountains have been placed on earth so that the earth becomes stable for you. وَأَنْهَارًا, Allah speaks of rivers. Allah says that He has placed rivers on earth. وَسُبُلًا, pathways on earth. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you may find your way through these tracks and these pathways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to create. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can easily find your way and be guided. وَعَلَامَات, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has placed alamat on earth. Alamat is the plural of alamatu. Alamatu is a sign. Allah says He has placed different signs on earth whereby we can be guided and through which we can travel. These are different signs that we use. Simple example is when determining the qibla, sometimes you are in a place where you do not know the qibla, you cannot ask the direction of the qibla from anyone. And what do? We use the sign. We know that I need to determine the east, I need to determine the west, and I need to figure out which direction is the north. Once I have found the north, slightly off north, that is my direction of qibla. These are alamat. We don't realize what great bounties and favors they are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says He has placed these on earth. وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says through the najm, and najm the stars, do they find their way. Many travelers, especially in the past, at night they would find their way through the stars, and by way of reading and calculating the stars, that is how they would use the stars as means of direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created all of this and made all this possible for Himself. So when you look at it, everything has been created for our benefit. Even the stars have been created for our benefit. The ocean, the mountains, the pathways, the rivers, everything that Allah brought into existence, He brought into existence for a purpose, and that is so that it may serve Insan. It may be accessible and easily used by mankind. Allah then says, أَفَمَن يَخْلُقُ Kamalla yakhluq. Now, is the one who creates similar to the one who cannot create? Why are you now, Allah addresses especially the mushrikeen and the polytheists, why are you dedicating your acts of worship to idols, to things that cannot create, things that cannot bring anything into existence? How can you compare the one to the other? You have Allah who has brought all these creations into existence. Can He ever be compared to the one who does not create? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Do you not take heed? Do you not accept advice? Do you not think, consider and contemplate? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you try and enumerate the bounties of Allah. Look at how many bounties Allah mentioned. And then within these bounties, there are bounties. Within every one of these bounties, there are so many other bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you try and enumerate the many bounties and favors of Allah, لا تحصوها, you'll never be able to enumerate and count them all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and very merciful. May Allah grant us the understanding.